Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Authority Member Davis?
Here. Present.
Authority Member Rasich?
I don't think he's on the line yet.
Authority Member Smith?
Here.
Vice Chair Chafee?
Present.
Chair Vanka?
Here. Will you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance by Vice Chair Chafee?
Please join me in pledging allegiance to the flag of our nation. Please remember the freedoms it represents, the sacrifices made to maintain those freedoms. If you're military, please feel free to salute if you prefer. All others, please place your hand to your heart and join me. Please begin. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Madam Clerk, do we have any oral communications?
I haven't received any, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Maybe that's somebody right now.
First one.
Thank you, Mr. Blake. Okay, we have no consent calendar items. We'll move on to the regular agenda. We have one item. This is the review of the Placentia Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District, Placentia EIFD Infrastructure Financing Plan. This is a receive and file. Do we have a staff report?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. We have on the line Mr. Joe Diegas, Senior Vice President from Cosmont, who's going to lead us through the presentation.
Go ahead, Mr. Diegas.
Thank you, and thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, and members of the authority. It would help if we could confirm that all those present can view the PowerPoint presentation. Are folks able to see
if
that?
You can hold on for just a minute, sir. We're having technical difficulties.
No problem.
Okay, proceed. Thank you. If you can start all over again.
Thank you. No problem. So again, Joe Diegas here with Cosmont Companies. With me also on the line today is Larry Cosmont, our CEO. Also on the line is Danny Kim, representing Nixon Peabody, serving as bond counsel for the EIFD. Much of this is going to seem familiar to the members of the authority because the content has not changed since we have reviewed this material in July of 2019. The only thing that has changed is the law, the EIFD law specifically. Our goal this evening is really to reinitiate an approval process. In other words, to reapprove the same EIFD infrastructure financing plan as was approved in 2019, separately by the City Council of Placentia, by the Orange County Board of Supervisors, and this body, the Public Finance Authority, to the Placentia Enhanced Infrastructure Financing Authority. Our goal is to comply with the latest revised EIFD statute. It stipulates a series of hearings that allows the plan to be further vetted with the community, with focus on landowners and residents within the district boundary. And what this sort of updated approval process, pursuant to the updated EIFD law, additionally authorizes is the approval to issue debt. So as folks may remember, when we discussed in July of last year, it was the intention to complete district formation last year and then come back with a 55% vote of the electorate in order to achieve approval to issue debt from the EIFD. Well, with the revision of the EIFD statute, with a bill called Assembly Bill 116, effective January 1 of this year, the approval process for both district formation and debt issuance has been consolidated, and this is the process that the Placentia EIFD will now be going through from today through early January of 2021. Again, a series of four meetings that really further vets this plan as part of transparency and accountability with the community, ending hopefully with both reapproval of this plan, in a sense, as well as approval to issue debt. On the presentation, we're going to review page two, please. We're just going to overview and background what's in the plan itself, the infrastructure financing plan, which has not changed. It has intentionally not changed plan approved last year. We'll review again the role of this body and what today's action is really doing, and then we'll get to next steps. On page three, again, this will sound very familiar. So this project, this Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District, benefited from some funding from the Southern California Association of Governments, SCAG's pilot program. SCAG acknowledged that this city-county partnership, the first in the state of California, hit a lot of the keynotes for district feasibility, you know, high potential for redevelopment over the near term and long term, catalytic effects of transit-oriented infrastructure, significant funding capacity due to multiple jurisdictions willing to partner. And so the goal here, again, is for this EIFD to provide a funding mechanism to fund infrastructure improvements serving the TOD Packing House and Old Town districts and the proximate areas, really to address regionally beneficial transportation infrastructure, really transforming both the city and North Orange County. The idea with these districts, it is a tax increment financing district, or TIF district. The idea is to capture some of the value growth that comes from future development and to direct some of that value growth, almost setting it aside like a retirement account to pay for what's going to be needed infrastructure to allow connectivity to and from the forthcoming Metrolink station and really allowing for some economic and community benefits, which we'll review shortly with some numbers. Again, this will all sound familiar because this exact same plan was, again, approved by the PSA, which is this body, the City Council of Placentia, and the Orange County Board of Supervisors last year in a number of meetings. And again, the only thing that has changed is the law. So we're reapproving under the latest law to be in absolute compliance. The page four, please. The contents of the plan are a bit straightforward, and this plan, again, is included in the staff report in its full detail. But in short, it's a description of the district visually and legally. It talks about the types of facilities that will be paid for with EIFD proceeds and the type of future private development that's anticipated within the district boundary. We talk about community-wide significance. It's very important for EIFDs. We're not talking about project-specific infrastructure. We're talking about projects that generate really regional benefit. Item D is the financing section. So the plan does detail out all the revenues and expenditures of the proposed plan. Section E covers some of the high-level benefits and the goals of the district. And then there are some detailed dependencies to the plan to comply with the law, legal description, financial analysis detail, things like that. Page five is a map of this district, a bit over 300 acres. Again, focus on the Old Town and TOD Packing House areas, as well as some proximate areas. Areas where new development presents a significant value capture potential. Areas that we think will be catalyzed by transit supportive infrastructure. Page six, by the numbers, again, a little over 300 acres. This represents just over 7% of the city. In terms of existing assessed value, a little over $360 million. And this is about 6% of the citywide total. And just a note on that, again, a big part of the wisdom in this district, really driven by city and county staff working together, was to be very focused and conservative in drawing of this boundary, being very concisely drawn as only, you know, 6% of the city by existing assessed value. That allows us to capture a tremendous amount of upside compared to the existing assessed value. So specifically, when we quantify the new development value, we're in the neighborhood of $460 million of new development value potential within this boundary. And when we compare that to the existing assessed value of $365 million, you see we're potentially more than doubling today's value with new development. And that represents a tremendous amount of value capture potential. SCAG saw that. That's why they wanted to be a part of helping this district come to fruition. Page seven, just visually, the goal here is among other projects, is the Streetscape Master Plan implementation. The idea of beautification, creating connectivity to and from transit. Staff can correct me if I'm wrong. I think this is Bradford Avenue looking south from Chapman Avenue. Page 7 represents the quote-unquote before. Page 8 is the after. The idea just really trying to illustrate how things, streetscape, landscaping, sidewalks, streets, these sorts of improvements can activate an area and make it more appealing for private development to move forward. This is the idea here, to be catalytic with infrastructure. Page 9, just want to hit a few of these notes. Again, the idea here is regional transportation infrastructure, addressing infrastructure that supports a Metrolink station for the 91 line. A big goal here is to reduce traffic on an extremely congested freeway, the 91 freeway. Some of the economic benefits that have been estimated, over $60 million in net fiscal impact to the City General Fund, over $32 million in net fiscal impact to the county, and that is separate and apart from housing creation, over 1,600 units, significant temporary and permanent job creation in the thousands, convenient transit to local universities, greenhouse gas, vehicle miles traveled reduction. The list goes on in terms of the regional and community-wide significance. Yeah. The targeted infrastructure, again, is focused on the Old Town Streetscape Master Plan. Again, transit-supportive infrastructure, things like bicycle or pedestrian connectivity, sidewalk surveillance, landscaping, signage, lighting, undergrounding of utilities, beautification, public safety access, as well as some ancillary utility improvements like water and sewer, open space, parking improvements. The estimates of the targeted improvements are $8 million. Again, this was very intentionally focused and concise in the scope of this district, both in terms of geography and the targeted infrastructure. Again, SCAG saw this and appreciated it. That's why they wanted to be a part of this. This is really driven by a partnership between the city and the county of Orange. This is the first in the state, a city and county EIFD partnership. And there are others, and they are indeed looking at the city of Placentia and county of Orange as the template. So very much the leader in the state in this field. Page 10, I will not go into too much detail. Just the idea is when we talk about new development potential and $460 million, we just break out what that looks like by land use, you know, between residential, commercial, and hotel. Page 11, the district, again, was very specifically created and formulated to address infrastructure, targeted amount of infrastructure. So it was basically backed into how many dollars were needed, and this allowed us to estimate the contributions from both the city and the county to reach that goal of the $8 million in present value terms of infrastructure. What it translates to is less than 50% contribution from both the city and county over a very conservative term, no more than 20 years from the approval to issue debt. These districts are authorized to go up to 45 years from the approval to issue debt, but at both the city and county levels, the goal was to be conservative, not use the full 45 years, and limit ourselves voluntarily to 20 years. Again, to be very focused and conservative on what we were trying to achieve. Page 12, we've touched on some of these benefits, but just to recap a couple of them, regional transportation improvements, support of both city and county economic development objectives, things like job creation, quality of life improvements, environmental sustainability, and then quantitatively, over 1,600 units of housing created in probably the greatest housing crunch ever in the state. Thousands of jobs being created both on a temporary construction basis as well as a permanent ongoing basis. The economic output that stems from both of those activities, construction and ongoing operation of the new development. And this is all in addition to more qualitative improvements, sustainable infrastructure, greenhouse gas reduction, convenient transit to educational institutions. And again, on a dollar basis, this was very intentionally formulated to be a positive ROI at both the city and county levels in terms of a fiscal net benefit to both the city and county on a present value basis. Wrapping up the role of the PSA again, the formation of this district is guided by this entity, the Public Financing Authority. Beyond today, any future revisions to the plan that may be warranted will run through this body. Debt issuance is done by this body, the Public Finance Authority. And as far as today goes, again, this is really initiating the reapproval process of this plan and the district. Because the EIFD law has changed, and we want to be fully compliant and prepared to issue debt when the time comes. And so the goal here, again, is to just be current and compliant with today's EIFD law. Page 14, as far as where we go from today, there will be three additional hearings of the Public Finance Authority. The next one is scheduled for October 14th. The idea, again, is to not really to re-present the plan, but to allow the public opportunities to ask questions and submit comments. No action will be taken on that date. November 18th is an additional opportunity to receive comments and questions and address them from the public. The PSA will take action on that date to either reject or modify the plan if it sees fit. Otherwise, the plan will move forward to a hearing scheduled for January 6th. This would be the final hearing of the PSA to put the final stamp of approval to essentially form this district and reapprove the plan under the new EIFD guidelines. In parallel, there is a financial advisor team already working on bond structuring over the near and midterm. The outcome of that team's work will, of course, come before this board to approval in the future. And there are structures being looked at for initial debt issuance as soon as the first half of 2021. That really concludes the presentation, and myself, Larry, Danny Kim from HMP Body, we'd be happy to address any questions that the authority may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'll go through the roster for questions since we've got at least one person on the phone. Authority Member Davis, do you have any questions?
Not today.
Thank you. Authority Member Rasik?
No questions at this time.
Okay. Thank you. And please note, please mark direct board or Authority Member Rasik as present. Authority Member Smith?
No. That was a thorough presentation.
Thank you. Vice Chair Chafee?
I appreciate the presentation, and I like the conservative nature of some of the numbers that are projected. I think it's very sound financially. And I'm anxious to get this going. Let's get some bonds issued and stuff and get some construction out there. It'd be great to see. So thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one quick question I've got. Can you, just for the public, can you discuss the impact on the existing private property owners in the district, how this will impact those people or companies?
Yes, this is Joe Diaz from Cosmont. So very importantly, when we talk about tax increment financing, is that this is in no way a new tax, a new assessment, nothing like that for property owners, business owners, or residents. We view this in layman's terms as the city and county voluntarily choosing to set aside dollars almost like a retirement account to prioritize infrastructure. So as far as the property owner, business owner is concerned, nothing changes about what they pay or how they pay it, but what they will very likely, hopefully, see is improvements going on around them, the infrastructure that serves their property or serves their business, in terms of the streets, the lighting, streetscape, tree, you know, landscaping. That would be the only thing that they really see from a property owner or business owner perspective.
Thank you. Yeah. For the public's edification, one of the main benefits I've seen on this process is we're lucky enough to have a supervisor at the County of Orange, Supervisor Chafee, who's our vice chair here, who supported us throughout this. We've had a board of supervisors, the other supervisors who were supportive of the city, and we're able to come together. The city and the county are both willingly giving up a portion of the tax tax increment to finance infrastructure improvements in essentially the TOD and the Old Town specific plan areas. There are a couple of other parcels outside of those specific plans, but primarily in those areas. And these are infrastructure improvements that the city just would not have had the revenue to pay for on our own. So again, we've been lucky enough to have the county choose to partner up and support us on this. And if I'm correct, this is the first in the state, and we're farther along than anybody else in this joint city-county EIFD. I sit on the Housing Community and Economic Development Committee for the League of California Cities, and this is something that committee and the league have been very interested in and pushing and watching how we've done it. Other cities have tried to do it, but they haven't had the support from their county. So again, this is not a additional tax. This is existing tax revenue that's set aside for infrastructure improvements in a very specific area. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. This is a receive and file item. Can I have a motion to receive and file?
I so move. Oh, a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Nope.
We have make it all second.
We have a first, a second. Do I need to, I don't think I even need to take a vote on it, but can I do a voice vote?
Not with the phone calls. We have to do a roll call.
We do have to do a roll call. Okay, Madam Clerk, will you please do the roll call vote?
Authority Member Davis?
Yes.
Authority Member Rasek?
Present.
And your vote on this item, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Authority Member Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chair Chafee?
Aye.
And Chair Ivanka?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Clerk. We have no public hearings, no new business, no old business. Would any member of the Public Financing Authority Board, do you have any special requests? Okay. Nope. Hearing none, we will adjourn to our next meeting, which is October 4th?
16th, I think.
October
14th.
16th. 14th.
Okay. We will adjourn to our next meeting, which is October 14th. 2020. Thank you.